Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Hector Narvaez, the Executive Vice President of Sales, Marketing, and Operations with the Iris Ceramica Group here in the U.S. Hector, how you doing?
Good morning, Kemp. I'm doing great.
You've in the news this week because Iris has run the first test lab using hydrogen power. We'll get into that in just a minute. First, a little background on you. You've spent most of your career in the ceramic tile business, mostly with Marazzi, which was then acquired by Daltile, and then about a year ago switched over to Iris Group. We did a focus on leadership on you in April of 2004, if somebody wants to Google that and look that up on the internet. And just recently, you tied the knot. You got married to Karen, right?
I sure did. We just returned actually from our wedding this last weekend. We had a small wedding in Puebla, the hometown of Karen. But so happy to have, you know, family and close friends with us.
And that's in Mexico, right?
Correct. Puebla is about 2.5 hours southeast of Mexico City.
Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations on that. So let's talk about the big news. It's big as far as the sustainability message of it. Give us a little rundown on what the accomplishments you're doing here with this hydrogen-powered ceramic production.
Absolutely. You know, this definitely is something that's core and in the DNA of the Minozzi family. And I'll give you an example. Our founder, Dr. Minozzi, in 1971, he staged a movement in the downtown Bologna Square where, you know, there was a demonstration. And imagine in 1971, he's in the middle of Italy demonstrating about how economy equals ecology. Gosh, I mean, 1971 in Italy, the car engines and everything's consuming. Nobody's thinking about ecology. And I say this because it is very popular for people and companies to be greenwashers and jump on the bandwagon with something that's trendy. Really goes back, you know, to the genesis of our company and to what we do and how we treat the issue of sustainability. You know, this hydrogen-powered factory that talking about, it's not something that, you know, we just woke up last month and decided to invest money and turn on the switch. This has been going on for a number of years in analysis with different partners from studies at universities, collaboration, you know, with others, ultimately partnering with Edison Next on the issue of how to generate green hydrogen. You know, as you very well know, the production and manufacturing of ceramic tile uses natural gas to power kilns up to over 2,300 degrees Fahrenheit. The factory's been built to be able to fire at the right temperatures and be able to produce high quality, high aesthetics porcelain like the Iris Ceramica Group is known for. But really, one of the key things is generating green hydrogen. You know, hydrogen has been used in other industries. When you are looking at transporting hydrogen is not that easy. So to us, the key is to generate green hydrogen right there on site. And we all know water and H2O, and you know that's two particles of hydrogen to one of oxygen. No, I'm not a chemist. The key is to have a hydrolysis effect and plant that can take the water that's coming through the facility to be able to extract, you know, the hydrogen protons and use that, you know, to fuel the kiln. I mean, it's easy to say, but it's not that easy to run it. And this is where our partner, Edison Next, has been very engaged in designing and getting us to where we are in the test phase. But still, there's more months to get us off of the temporary hydrolysis plant that we have into a permanent one that, again, generates the green hydrogen on site without having to transport tanks of hydrogen and store them and use them and all that. But it really has been a very long journey to get us to this week. This week is the first lab was produced. We feel that, you know, we eventually will get up to at least 50% of the energy consumed in the kiln, you know, to be used by hydrogen. Who knows? Eventually we could get to 100%. I don't know enough about the subject of how that works, but even if we were to use a kiln powered 50% by hydrogen, just one kiln, we would be able to take out about 900 tons a year of the atmospheric emissions of CO2, which is obviously the bad thing that's creating all the havoc in the world. So just one kiln, even at, you know, powered at 50%, the hydrogen would take out 900 tons of CO2. This is really, really a big step. Again, our company has been behind for a number of years, and we're so happy to see that, you know, the first slab has come out using that.
All right. So the H2 pilot production plant, that's in Italy, right?
It is. So actually, it's in Castellarano, which is where, you know, Graniti Fiandre and Ariostea factories are based. And it's just outside of the Sassuolo area.
And this first panel, they were able to blend around 7%. But the plan that you have is to take at least 50% using green hydrogen. So that's the goal, right?
That's correct. Don't know enough about the subject, but, you know, more than likely, we envision that it can get up to 100% at some point.
Okay. Most people might know, you're a Ceramica Group. They own Stone Peak here in this country. And
we have Ariostea. We have FMG. We have, of course, Graniti Fiandre. We also have Porcelain Grass in Germany and Eris USA.
And your CEO is a female, which is unique in the whole world of Italian tile, right?
Yes, our CEO is Federica Minozzi. She is a visionary. I think that she is super energetic. She's very intelligent, really a tremendous leader, you know, for our whole company. And as a second generation, she's really dialing up energy level in our company and bringing and assembling, you know, key collaborators to lead the company into the next 20 years. And she resides in Italy, but she's been very present in the U.S., helping us with all of our needs and continue to move forward our vision of Stone Peak into the next 20 years.
All right. And this is big news, especially the week before the Flooring Sustainability Summit that's going to be held next week in Washington, right?
That's true. In fact, I'm very proud to say that Stone Peak is a key sponsor of next week's Flooring Sustainability Summit in Washington, D.C., just like you said. It is led by the TCNA, which is the Assembly of the Manufacturers of Ceramics in the U.S. and Mexico. But we are the ones leading this summit. And it is great that just, you know, before we go there on Monday and start and kick off this brand new summit in Washington, D.C., to get attention of all of our leaders in the country, sustainability, you know, all the good things about manufacturing in the United States. So it is great that this announcement is coming out just, you know, before we head out there and continue to push on the subject of ecology and sustainability.
All right, Hector. Well, thanks for spending time with our listeners and telling us about the advancements that Eris Ceramica Group is making with green hydrogen. Again, been talking to Hector Narvaez, the EVP of Sales and Marketing and Operations for Eris in the U.S., and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.